from what I understand.
Congress?
From the Congress.
Yeah.
There's, at this point, a difference between what the Senate is doing and what the House is doing. The Senate, and Javits is the person doing this, has this October 1 date with the board's recommendation up to October 1. The House has a moratorium on the strike till July 20, and interestingly enough, they don't give the full board recommended increases. Now, the compromise that apparently is being worked at is to take the Senate date and the House wage package, which would be better from our point of view.
Did the workers have to go back, do you think?
Well, they'd have to go back, and I'm sure they would. That sounds like an optimistic outcome to me, and Javits is apparently resisting it and fighting to get more money for the union people and so on. But we have the makings of an agreement between Mansfield and Albert that they're going to keep things going until we get something out of it. So we'll get something down for you. We're working on a statement. That was a fantastic session. I hope those people appreciated it. They were a rather cold bunch at first, but you warmed them up and they went out a lot better than they came in. But gee, they got, what a treat. You really gave them a lot of stuff and I hope they appreciated it.
I don't think they were so cold as perhaps just odd, you think?
They were a little odd and a little mystified. I think they were wondering, what is this?
What's the usual kind of a meeting about the herd clients and stuff? Errors are clients. You never tell them what the hell they were here for.
I know.
And it was so screwed, I get the message.
I know.
You know. It just, so I had to work for 20 minutes to even, But I think it was an interesting thing for them, don't you?
Oh, my gosh. They had...
Tell Bob what we're talking about.
Interesting stuff all over the place. I thought you came down very well on the
trade
several times on the businesses of the domestic economy is
our
first concern, and that got across. The general posturing on trade and the why you believe in free trade, but at the same time we have problems and we've got to look at these problems and work on them. Senate accepted House wage package minutes ago. That's good. Stagger said he would move with the Senate date of October 1 in the House shortly, so it looks like we're going to get it.
Yeah.
And that's good. October 1 date and a wage package slightly smaller than the board recommended. So that's a lot better than the Javits proposal. So that ought to be, we'll have that down here tonight. For your signature, and we'll get the trains running.
I'll be here. We got through. I thought it was good to get them a little feeling of the trade. The Peterson thing, and throwing the antitrust thing, the tax thing. Also a little on the American spirit. The reason you got to be a free trader is because we go to foreign policy.
You gave a very good build-up for Pete's presentation, and they'll be looking at that anxiously. Apparently, Pete is going to do that after dinner, and also to John's various views. So I thought that.
You know, the thing is, that all of these halls, George, are so consumed with the idea of what are we going to do about the dollar? The hell with it. What are we going to do about the economy? Are we rumbling around about a dollar? I couldn't agree more with Milton Friedman. I mean, what did he title his column?
No, he titled his column The Mark Crisis.
The Mark Crisis, right. In any event, the whole thing is that we worry about the dollar and they say, what are we going to do about it? Also, they look at the immediate thing. Are we going to do about something about this international monetary thing? I'll come down hard on the fact we've been crisis about it. Yeah, we are going to do something that we know that we want to do ourselves, that we're going to have well planned, and we're going to go to a meeting, and we do go to a meeting, and we'll tell them what we want. That's the way to do it. That's what you want for these little boys over at Treasury to